Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
G-Money's a pimp, got his clan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself, be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the Pimp Camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
From the west, put it where it feels good, let it do the rest. There was a man. He was riding on the freeway, and his telephone rang. And he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home. And he said, okay, baby. And he looked up, and he said, there's not one car, but there's 500 cars coming this way. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. March it up four times. On two times. On three times. March it up. Doggy jumped it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65 Place and go to the middle of the block. And you go to the seventh house. And then you listen and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound. Cause he's a guard dog and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street, you run down the block and get somewhere. Cause he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky. Alaskan Malamute with his shiny white tail. And the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good and you want to go and pet him. But I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog. And he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready. Get ready to run somewhere. Cause he's a guard dog. And his name is Chance. He walks the house to the right and the house to the left and the three houses across the street. And he smells the bushes and he pees in the trees. He marks his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog. And he's on patrol. He's a guard dog. And he's doing his thing because he's taking care of the property. And he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65 Place. And if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beat. He's in the corner house. And if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard. Because he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's V-I-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, he's vicious, oh yes. He will bite. He got big teeth, and he's growls and barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, cause he's a guard dog. And he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, cause he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud, he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job, cause he's the controller on the corner. And letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, cause he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, cause they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Cause this is guard dogs, and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood. And they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, cause they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it, and so they are guard dogs. My neighborhood dogs, guard dogs, are the dogs in my hood, guard dogs. And they're up to no good, they are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. V-I-C-I-O-D-S, yes, they're vicious. Hell yes, they're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the street. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way. Because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Garage Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
All right, now let's talk sports.
the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Today is Thursday, August 19th, and in Major League Baseball, in the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 70.
That's how we live in Gregoryville.
everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
All right. What's happening? What's going on? I got a story for you today. Yes, I'm going to tell you something that's totally out of the ordinary. See, I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. And I would go down there and hang out, and then at 2 o'clock, the club would close. And, well, since I was in Hollywood, I would take a ride. I would turn and go down the side street because I knew they had hookers in Hollywood. I had a lot of girls in college, so I didn't pay for nothing. But I would ride down the boulevard just to see who was out. And they would see me coming, and I'd pull over. And the girls would run to my car saying, "You want a date? You want a date?" And I'd look at them and I'd go, "No, you guys are ugly." And I'd pull off. Well, I went down a back street one time and I saw these two girls standing by themselves. And one of them was fine. I mean, she had fur boots on. I mean, fur shoes that went up to her thighs, and she had a fur jacket on that was waistline, and she had a mini skirt on. So I pulled over, and I'm like, "What's up, love? How you doing?" And she said, "I'm okay. I'm just trying to make some money." And I'm like, "Right, okay. Well, where do you want to go do this at?" And she said, "Well, we can go up to my apartment. My apartment is right across the street." So I said, "Okay." And I parked my car, and I walked with her to the apartment. And I walked into her apartment, and it was nice. I was like, "Hey, this is pretty nice." And she said, "So what you want to do?" I said, "Hold up, not so fast. Let me check you out. So what's your story? Why are you out here hooking for money?" And she said, "Well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery because I want to have my sex changed." And I said, "What, you don't like being a girl?" And she said, "No, actually, I'm a guy, and I got a dick. And I've been thinking I'm a girl since I was a little boy." And I said, "Oh, okay. Can you cook?" And she said, "Yeah, I can cook." And she threw down. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, this will work." So we sat up, and I talked to her for a while, and she was real cool. And I left. And the next week, I went to the club, and I took my boy Bernard with me. So we ride out of the club, and I rode down this side street, this back street, and I rode up on my friend Tony, and I said, "All right, baby, I'm just coming from the club, you know. Can you cook up some food?" And my buddy looked at me, Bernard looked at me, he said, "Cook you some food? Man, we out here trying to get laid, dude." And I'm like, "No, dude, this girl, we don't lay her." So he goes, "Okay, let's go in her house." And I'm like, "Hey, Tony, can you cook us some hamburgers and french fries?" And she said, "Sure." And we ate the breakfast. And while we were eating the breakfast, Tony is fucking with my buddy. And she's rubbing her fingers in his chest. And she's like, oh, your chest feels so sexy. And he's like, of course, baby, I'm a sexy man. That's how I do it. And she's like, oh, your chest feels really good. Oh, you feel real sexy to me. In fact, I want to take you to my bedroom and show you my drapes. And I'm like, dude, you don't want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to do that. And she's like, oh, your chest is so hairy. And she's playing in his hair, and he's sitting there, and he's eating, and he's like, yeah, baby, as soon as I finish, then we're going to your bedroom, and you can show me those drapes. And she's rubbing his chest and playing in his hair, and he finishes eating, and he's like, okay, let's go to your room. And I go, no, that ain't happening. And he's like, what's wrong with it, G? What's happening? And I said, she's a man. And he goes, oh, shit, for real? Oh, no. And he backs up and knocks the chair over. And she goes to pick up the chair. And he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls or two men that want to be girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had a skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they look like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. It was like they had gotten some shots, but their titties hadn't developed. And they're like, Tony, are you all right? And Bernard looks up, and he goes, what the fuck is this? And he goes, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on? And he looks at the girls that come up the stairs, and he's like, damn, they got Adam's apples and shit. Oh, fuck, I'm out of here. So he runs down the stairs, and he goes to my car, and I go downstairs, and these girls that Bernard had been hollering at when we pulled up, now they're coming to him, and he's like, oh, shit, come on, Greg, let's go, man, let's go, let's get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, okay, dude, I'm coming. And I get my car, and I unlock the door, and we roll out. And then the next day is his daddy's birthday, and he calls me up and says, Jake, we got to go to L.A. because I got to go to my daddy's house, and I need to take him his birthday present. And I go, okay. And we jump in the car, and we roll to his pop's house. Mr. Holloway, Mr. Playboy. Oh, man. Bernard always talked about his dad. He want to be like his dad. He want to be a playboy like his dad. He want to have a bunch of women like his dad. That's all I heard all of the time since I've known Bernard. He wants to be like his dad. His dad is the ultimate playboy. Oh, yeah, he got women all over the place. Well, we walk into the house, and sitting on the couch is his dad and Tony. Tony's sitting on his dad's lap, and Bernard loses it. Oh, shit, he gets ready to throw up all over the place. He's like, Dad, Dad, come here. I got something to tell you. And his dad's like, boy, what's wrong with you? I got company. What the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like, hi, Bernard. How you doing, baby? And he's like, don't say my name. I don't know you. Don't even talk to me. And he's like, she's a man. You're laying up there with a man sitting in your lap. And his father laughed at him, going, boy, you must be losing your mind. This ain't no man. And he goes, yes, it is. Me and Gregory went to her house in Hollywood, and she had some other trannies. So I'm trying to tell you, Daddy, watch out, because when she take off her clothes, her dick is going to be bigger than yours. He's like, here, Daddy, I'm going to give you a birthday present, but I'm out of here. And she's like, bye, Bernard. And he's like, don't talk to me. And then she goes, bye, Gregory. I go, yeah, Tony, I'll talk to you later. And I go to Bernard, and I go, oh, your dad's the ultimate playboy, huh? And he's like, man, don't talk about my daddy. My daddy didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
So I made it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas, and this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him, and he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
All right. Now, let's talk sports.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
In Major League Baseball today, in the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 77 wins, followed by the New York Yankees with 73 wins, and in third place, the Boston Red Sox have 71 wins. In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top
with 72 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 61 wins, and the Detroit Tigers have 60 wins. In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 73 wins, followed by the Oakland A's, who have 70 wins, and in third place, it's the Seattle Mariners with 68 wins. In the National League, in National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 68 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who have 63 wins, and in third place, it's the New York Mets with 61 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 76 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who have 69 wins, and in third place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals with 63 wins. And finally, in the National League West, the San Francisco Giants are on top with 80 wins. I think they're leading the entire league. Followed by the LA Dodgers, who have 78 wins. And in third place, it's the San Diego Padres, who have 68 wins. And that's Major League Baseball for Tuesday, August 24th.
Take me out to the ball game. With the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
I'm talking about the goodbye nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. Alpha Phi Alpha, fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They were black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi, fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi, fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma, fraternity. They were founded in 1914. And they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963. And they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women. Alpha Kappa Alpha, the royalty. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta, the royalty. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Theta, the royalty. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they found it in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. Oh, hallelujah to the divine nine. They volunteered to work in the kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the divine nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and heal the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders by George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talking to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white-only restaurants. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Green for the right to black to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration of sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Divine Nine. Pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, the people that are listening to my radio show, and I have an opportunity to give away $50 to the listeners of my radio show. So if you're a fan club member, you need to be paying attention. And if you're not a fan club member, you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and pull up the website, and then go to the top of the page and look for where it says fan club and sign up as a fan club member. All you got to do is put your name and your phone number and your address in and register as a fan club member. And then you can be eligible to win money on G Money's radio show. So that's all you have to do. Okay, well, today the contest is only for the caller to call in and be number 16. That's all. Caller number 16
call into the radio station. And if your call is 16, you don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to name any songs. You don't have to name any titles of any movies. All you got to do is be the 16th caller to call in to the radio station. And you can win $50. I got it right here in my hand. And I'm ready to give it away to the 16th caller to call in to the radio station. So DJ Papa D, we're going to give them 5 minutes to call in. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. We'll be right back.
40 cards. I am Manuel. They call me the Wiccan. I am not one of you. I would like to make you one of us. All you have to do is just listen to my whim. Then you will know why they call me Manuel.
Of Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I was going to give away $50 to the 16th caller that called into the radio station. But we didn't get 16 callers to call into the station. So nobody gets the money. Again, today, I will put the money away and save it for Thursday's show that I'll be on the air at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. I'm not going to even complain about people not calling in and calling all the way to the number that I asked for, because you guys know the rule. You know, if you call in and you become caller number whatever, you have a chance to win the money. But if you don't ever get to that caller, you never get a chance to win. So that's all I'm going to say about that. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says, that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. So I got people to see and places to go. don't you know? So I'll see you on Thursday at 3 o'clock for my Thursday show. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so you can follow my show all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D. Yep, I want to thank him for being my studio engineer and thank him very much for his assistance in my story and in the sports report. So, until Thursday, I say wear a mask, wash your hands, maintain social distance, and be careful when you're walking around, because you don't want to take home anything that you didn't leave the house with. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. I'm out of here. I'm G-Man, and peace. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living
for the purpose of trying to be good citizens, and we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
May my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace as riding his motorcycle. He died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. So me and my boy Bernard, we used to see who could pop the longest wheel. So as long as you had your balance, you could ride for a while. Now, since I had a two-stroke, I could do like one or one and a half houses. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke Honda, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. We're talking 34 houses. He could just ride.
In fact, a couple of times he popped a wheelie and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that, I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch. And my bike would jump out from under me and I'd fall down and the bike would bounce down the street.
Hey man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Central. So I made the light, and I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me, and they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just know where to go but slam on my brake. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother followed me in case I broke down. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. So I'm riding down the street, and I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride, you know, I'm a rider. So I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me, and I lost her. I said, oh, well, she know where I'm going, she'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where have you been? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you when you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I got a ticket.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a K1000. And his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. and we got a street in Carson. It's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop sign, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.